You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, it's funny, out in Vegas, it is not unusual to see a group of men or a group of women for bachelor parties, bachelorette parties. It's like, we're going to do the bachelorette party. We're all going to get together. We're going to go to Vegas. We're going to put on our little black dresses. We're going to drink. We're going to party. We're going to have a good time. All right. So that's traditional.
Traditional,
right?
Yeah.
At least it's traditional the last 20 or 30, 40
but
years.
But old school now, too, is what I understand. Like,
what do you mean?
People are ditching that style of bachelor and bachelorette
party.
Yeah,
that's the thing. And this story popped up, which really caught our eye. They say the latest trend for bachelorette parties, especially, is trading rowdy partying for wellness retreats.
Yeah, more mature celebrations is the big thing now. We will not go out and get drunk and get strippers. We will be mature about this whole process.
I would imagine that there will be a lot of people who are like, yeah, that is great. Thank you. Well, there will also be a lot who are like, what? No.
No.
We gotta go get crazy.
Give me some Magic Mike and some shots, some lemon drop shots. The more I read this story, too, it's like you gotta really have money for a lot of these things that they're talking about. They said there's
the wellness
this,
ones, you mean?
Well, but any of these. I mean, the couple of examples I saw here in the story. It's like a bachelor and bachelorette party planner now is a gig, I guess. It's a thing. This woman was talking about how she had a group of 24 women that she booked for to go to Miami for a marathon weekend of yachting excursions and glamorous dinner parties. And then for the guys, they said they were booking 5-star golfing trips to Ireland. And all sorts of fancy resorts and all that. But it's like, no, who's doing that?
Who is talking to that? We're talking to real people this morning, and the real people are saying, I'm not taking 5 or 6 people over to Ireland to play
golf. We're not doing that. The wedding's expensive enough. Yeah, so I guess we want calls, comments about what you did besides the typical hitting all the bars and the clubs and getting stupid. Did you do something a little more sophisticated for your bachelor and bachelorette party?
We would love to hear this. Like, what is the unique way, an unusual thing you did for your bachelorette party or your bachelor party? Something that was beyond the go to the club, put the sash thing on the bride.
Drink out of a pee-pee ding-ding straw.
Right.
We've all seen it.
Or the penis cake.
The pee-pee ding-ding cake.
So there's all of that. What did you do that was a little different?
Yeah.
The latest trend for bachelorette parties especially is getting away from the rowdy partying and doing something like a wellness retreat or just something different than the old, we're all going to go out and get a penis cake and get drunk. They're like looking for different things to do.
I like this because it's so the whole night is fraught with like just something's going to go wrong. Somebody's going to cheat. Something will happen. I mean, it's just a night of, you know, terror, essentially a night of trying to ruin your future marriage. So I do like this stuff. I had a Kim write in. Kim says, boys, we ditched the bars and clubs and had a fitness/wellness day. I bought all my bridesmaids new workout attire and fancy water bottles with their names on them. We went hiking, then lunch, then hot yoga, then snacks and mimosas, into hour-long massages, dinner, and then we ended the night with a meditation class. Kim says it was fun, but also extremely exhausting. That is a full day. God, that is a lot to fit in.
Wow, that's interesting. Matthew says, for my bachelor party, I got my 3 best buds. We played Halo and Mario Kart and ate nachos.
Yeah, I'm surprised that guy's even getting married.
No.
Nerd.
Alex
says, I took my boys on a 3-day trip to Arizona, did some great golfing, and then we had passes to a 2-day music festival. It was epic, says Alex.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
That one's pretty solid. A music festival?
That.
Hells yeah.
Mallory says, if 2 of my girlfriends enjoyed skiing, I would have suggested a ski trip. Also a good idea.
That's pretty solid.
Is that one of those things, too, that even, let's say you're getting married in June, you could still just do your bachelor or bachelorette party in March? to go skiing or something?
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
Nobody says it has to be, you know, a week or two before the wedding, right? You could do it a year before.
Why not?
Or not at all, as a lot of people are writing in.
A lot of people are writing that, yeah.
You guys have got to play along with us here.
I don't even like them. It's not my style. Okay, thanks for playing. Carla's playing along, though. She says, Jeremy was just joking about crafting during the trending report, which I was. But I had a two-day crafting getaway in Blackhawk with my ladies. Crafting, drinking, and gambling, loved every second of it.
What's wrong with that?
Pretty good. Ain't nothing like a scrapbooking party, right, dog?
Kelly says, I'm getting married in June for my bachelorette party. We're going to do a girl sleepover at my friend's house and go hiking in the morning. Totally up my alley, and I love it.
Stop it. You're turning me on.
So now here's a question for you, too. And this is something I think just for people to think about. How many times is a bachelor party or bachelorette party forced upon the bride or the groom? And it's something that they don't even really want to do. But the person who's planning it, like whether it's the best man or the maid of honor, says, no, we've got to all go do this. And the bride is saying, I don't really want to do that.
If I recall, I find
that happens a lot, though.
I feel like it's been so many years, but I feel like that's how Knick Knack was, and that's how I was. I didn't even really want to. And I remember you giving us crap because we just wanted to go out and do a joint night, a joint bachelorette party.
Yeah,
we just gathered all of our friends
that.
Together and just have a good night, all of us together. And then you eliminate all that anxiety of, are they messing around on me? You know, we just wanted a big night, but we didn't end up doing that. We did, however, we did separate parties, but then we kind of met up briefly at the end of the night just to see each other quickly and then go our separate ways, which was fine.
Yeah, that's
fine. It's cute. Let me give you one more from Angela because she has something called the Badass Babes Club.
Okay.
She says, we left early and went up to Wyoming, did a horseback riding and ATV excursion. We shot arrows, we ate at a chuck wagon, and we did axe throwing. And she says, we called it the Badass Babes Club, and I highly recommend it. And that's from a hot Angela.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that good?
I especially like that we shot arrows.
We shot arrows, you guys. I like that. Good for you, Angela.
I do, too.
That's a good one.
See, here's the thing. You know, and we've got plenty of people listening who are either going to be part of a wedding or they are getting married, you know, within the next year or so. And look, you don't have to always default to the same old, oh, it's always done this way nonsense.
Yeah.
Go shoot some arrows.
That's
or
right.
Go play Mario Kart and eat nachos.
Well, let's not be crazy on that one.